This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, throughout history, there have been some who have sacrificed their lives for science. Among them are 12 little-known Russian plant scientists who starved to death in Leningrad during the Second World War while surrounded by potatoes, bags of rice, and plant seeds. Let me explain. In 1941, Leningrad, now called St. Petersburg, was under siege. Nazi forces encircled and blockaded the city for nearly 900 days, cutting off all food supplies. This, combined with the fighting and an uncommonly cold winter, is estimated to have led to the deaths of over a million people. Those trapped in the city were reportedly eating dogs, rats, cats, grass, and even each other to stay alive. And yet, despite being surrounded by food, the 12 Russian scientists were among those who died of hunger. Why? Because they chose to starve to death in order to guard an important collection of seed stock. The scientists had worked at the Pavlovsk Experiment Station, some 45 kilometres southeast of Leningrad. It was founded back in 1926 by the famous geneticist and agricultural scientist Nikolai Vavilov. Today, the Pavlovsk Experiment Station has around 5,700 varieties of fruits and berries, 90% of which are found in no other gene bank or research institute in the world. Russia is the world's largest producer of blackcurrant berries, 60% of which were developed at the Pavlovsk Experiment Station. These blackcurrants generate over $400 million annually for Russia. To protect the collection, the 12 scientists blockaded themselves inside their seed vaults. With their deaths, they succeeded in preserving their work and the collection. Nowadays, there are about 1,750 different seed banks around the world. The Australian Grains Gene Bank in Victoria contains some 150,000 different types of legume, cereal, and oil seeds. They're stored at temperatures around minus 20 degrees Celsius. In Western Australia, the Australian Pastures Gene Bank contains about 80,000 types or varieties of seed. So, why would scientists lay down their lives to save these seeds? Well, seed banks both preserve biodiversity from the past and advance agriculture into the future. By storing different types of seeds that are adapted to different conditions and environments, breeders can use them to develop new plants for future environmental challenges – rainfall, temperature, diseases, soil types, and so on. But seed banks can be lost. In Afghanistan and Iraq, war has led to both the nation's seed banks being destroyed. The National Seed Bank of the Philippines was also lost through a combination of flooding and then fire. And that's why we now have the Svalbard Global Seed Vault, which was set up in 2008. It's also called the Doomsday Vault, because it's the last-ditch backup for seed banks around the world. And already, it's come in handy. Syria, devastated by war, lost access to its own gene bank of 141,000 seed specimens in the war-torn city of Aleppo. The country borrowed some seeds back from the Svalbard Seed Vault to be able to feed its citizens. The Svalbard Global Seed Vault is on the Norwegian island of Spitsbergen, near the town of Longyearbyen, in the remote Arctic Svalbard Archipelago, about 1,300 kilometres from the North Pole. It was created to preserve duplicate samples or spare copies of seeds that are held in gene banks worldwide. These days, the Doomsday Vault has nearly a million food crop seed samples in storage, including stocks of wheat, barley, potatoes, and almost 150,000 varieties of rice. Our Australian gene banks have already deposited some 45,000 seeds in the Svalbard Seed Vault. Svalbard was chosen as the home for the vault because it's covered in sub-zero permafrost and because it has low tectonic activity. The site is also 130 metres above sea level. the vault surrounding sandstone bedrock sits at a temperature of roughly -3°C. But local coal-powered electricity refrigerates the seeds even further to -18°C. If the electricity fails, it would take several weeks before the temperature in the vault rose to the -3°C temperature of the surrounding bedrock, and 2 centuries to warm to 0°C. In October 2016, uncommonly high temperatures and heavy rainfall meant that water invaded some 15 metres into the 100-metre entrance tunnel and then froze into ice. The seeds were not at risk. However, the entrance tunnel is being redesigned to stop any such future events. And hopefully, having a perfect backup will mean no more lives lost, such as those poor Russian scientists defending some of the world's most important seeds.